Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well. This is Forging Heroes. Today, I want to be talking about, role models and how we take heroes and turn them into role models. It's something that is, again, always helpful to kind of brush up on, I guess. We've talked about this before. Obviously, I find a lot of value for me personally, and I would claim that there's a lot of value for a lot of people, or for, you know, for anybody, to have some sort of role model and or role models that they have that can kind of function as a, I guess it has multiple functions, I guess, partly as a guide or a compass, something that kind of leads you in a good direction, something as a, I guess, somewhat of a measurement tool to kind of compare yourself against. Now I'm going to talk about the do's and don'ts when it comes to that, but it's always good to remind ourselves this, because it's good to not always just be focused on ourselves sometimes, in the sense of, like, yeah, there's a reason why we watch these stories and watch these movies and follow these adventures, because it's the people in them, right? And what they represent. And not just because it's not like, oh, I have to see myself in them and how they're dealing with the situation. I guess that's what it's about. It's about taking, or that's what I guess what I'm wanting to talk about is what I'm saying, to take yourself out of it sometimes and not always have to be like, all right, let's pretend I'm that person. And this is how they're dealing with the situation. How would I deal with it? And what can I learn? That can get boring. Sometimes it's okay to view the story and learn from the story from another perspective, right? From your outside perspective, instead of saying, all right, I'm that hero. Say, they're my role model. I look up to them. I want to follow them and their example and see them as a being, as a character, as a person, as a hero, as someone to model your life after. I like the idea of modeling your life after something. So I guess I want to talk about that idea. It's just always a good, like I said, it's a good refresher for anybody. So I'd say the biggest thing when it comes to this, and I'll just start off with this, the biggest no-no, the biggest thing to avoid is comparing every aspect of your life to every aspect of your hero, of the hero's life, whether it's a, you know, real person, right? Because role models can come from real physical people, can come from historical figures, it can come from family members and friends. It can also totally come from characters from movies and books that we know of, right? Because they're just as equally developed as characters and people. But the problem is you can't compare 100% of your life to 100% of theirs. What I mean by that is, like, nobody's exactly the same, right? So there's no character or person alive that is exactly the same as you, with the exact same balance of maturities and immaturities, right? Going back to the archetypes of the idea of, like, different levels of maturity within the archetypes. Nobody is at the exact ratio of development as you are, the exact level of development as you are. Everyone has slightly different struggles, slightly different fears, even though we can relate to people. You know, you can even find someone where you relate to things like 99% and you're almost exactly the same, but that last 1% is going to be a big difference, right? I truly believe that everyone is unique and has slightly unique struggles and strength as well, right? Everyone has a slightly different skill set. And some people develop that even more and more, and some people don't, and they have less skills and whatever. My point is everyone's extremely different. So if you compare yourself even to a character who you find a lot of similarities with, or a person you find a lot of similarities with, you can't compare everything to them, because it'll either go two ways. Either one, you're going to beat yourself up for the good things that they have and bad things, or, and, you know, the things that you're lacking, or you're going to go and look at yourself and be like, oh, look at all these bad things I have. That person doesn't have those. And the thing is, you don't know the other person perfectly. And also you have to recognize that you're just a little bit different. This can be hard. Sometimes it's easy, right? With, for example, I always love Batman. I'm a big Batman fan. I love his, any movies or stories or comic books or anything. I just love Batman, right? But I got to remember, I do not have the same struggles that he does. Okay. I do not have the same psychological issues that he does, nor do I have the same strengths. I can't, you know, hold my breath underwater for 5 minutes or beat up guys all night. Okay. I don't have the same strengths and, or the same weaknesses that he has. We're different. Even though I can say, oh, I learned something from that characteristic of his, or I can learn something from that weakness he deals with, I'm not going to fall into the mistake of comparing myself to him, because in reality, there's not that much similarities between us, right? That one's an easy one. It's obvious. But sometimes you might find a character who you think, oh my gosh, everything they do is just what I'm, oh, that's just how I think. That's how I act. That's everything. And someone you look up to in a lot of levels, and it's easy to fall into this trap of, yeah, comparing yourself to exactly, you know, lining up every single characteristic you have to theirs, and Oh, that is dangerous because it's those subtle ones that are so easy to fall into, right? And I would say most for me, it's been fairly, I've been, I guess, blessed to not have to deal with that as much because most of the heroes that I have, most of the role models I have are these characters and legends and stories that I love so much, not so much real physical people. That can be sometimes the challenge when it's a real person, because at the end of the day, you think, oh, we're both real people and we live in the same world or whatever, right? Like, I don't get distracted with comparison if I'm talking about like Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars, who I look up to, because he's a Jedi with a lightsaber. I don't have that. And so psychologically, I already recognize these major differences in who we are, that it's easy to keep myself a little bit separated from him while still looking up to this certain characteristics, right? Versus if I had more, maybe fictional, I mean, historical figures or people like nowadays, like a celebrity or something, if I was looking up to them, it'd be a little bit easier because, or a little bit easier to fall into the trap of comparing myself to exactly. Where I have had that struggle is with people. So like friends and family that I know, people that I really look up to, that has sometimes been a struggle where someone I know really well and someone who I've talked to a lot and we get along in so many ways, and we agree on so many things, and we have so many similar ways of being, and we joke in the same way and we talk about the same things. Sometimes that can happen where all of a sudden then I'll be like, oh my gosh, we're alike in, XYZ, and but we don't have that same thing. Or man, we are so alike in all these ways. We deal with all these cool stuff, or all these we have all these cool dreams and goals that are very similar. We have these similar struggles, but man, I have this bad thing about myself and they don't. So that is a dangerous trap too. I mean, well, not as well. I guess it's the same thing, but it can sometimes be easier to recognize or easier to fall into, but also easier to recognize when it's a real person. Anyway, that's kind of a little bit of overkill, but I think it's never too much to talk about that and to talk about how important it is to not overdo it when it comes to comparison. Now, on the plus side, like the good things you can do, this is what I'd say is there's a lot of value in this is absolutely compare yourself to them, right? Just avoiding the way we talked about it. You just don't compare 100%. And you have to be really subjective and really open about this, right? Because it's easy to be like, oh yeah, I'm like such and such character. I have all these good qualities. Okay. First of all, you got to be honest with yourself. Sometimes you just don't. Okay. Sometimes we don't, and that's okay. But I think it's more about comparing ourselves to the hero as long as the hero is a reflection of someone we want to become. Now, I've heard it said that we tend to look up to people or figures who we see a little bit of ourselves in. If that's true, then that's good, right? If I look up to Captain America, which I do, he's probably my top hero. He's one of my kind of biggest inspirations, but there's a lot of differences between us. There's also a lot of similarities for me, at least that I found. I don't want anybody picking on me and making fun, but I do think there's some similarities. And so, but I can't be distracted by thinking about everything and being compared or comparing everything and thinking that I have to be 100% replica of him, because that would just be kind of lame, because there's no such thing. It's impossible. And humans need originality. We need to be unique, right? But if I see a little bit of myself in him, or at least I guess here's what it is. I see a little bit of myself in him as a, like I see a little bit of my future self in him. That's what it is. The idea of who I want to become is in, to some degree, inside Captain America. At least a little piece of it, maybe a piece of his personality, right? All my heroes have that aspect. None of them, in no ways do I ever feel like, oh, I'm just like them. But I do have that idea, and I've learned to keep that mindset as like my most dominant, or to keep that as my most dominant mindset when it comes to finding new heroes or finding being open to inspiration from heroes, is seeing, can I see myself becoming that? I find that it's a healthier way to look at it, because it's easy to, yeah, we don't make movies about losers, right? We don't make movies about people who are struggling and never discover their potential. We make movies about people who struggle but end up succeeding, right? That's who we make movies about. That's who we read books about. Those are the stories we want to read, and the lessons we want to learn from those kind of people, right? We don't focus on the people that are in a perpetual cycle of struggle and loss. We focus on the winners, which there are arguments to be said that that's can be a negative thing, but the point of that is that we might be in a low spot of our lives. We might be dealing with a struggle that feels a little unbearable, and it feels a little bit like we're never going to make it through it. But the point is, You can't compare that low moment in your life to the low moment of a character or a person that you know, because you just don't know to what degree someone struggles with something, right? For us, you might like, oh, this is the lowest I've ever been in my life. And for them, they're like, oh, this is kind of a low point, but it's not the lowest I've been, right? It's just, there's no way of comparing. And so that's why I would say to that degree of knowing that we can see ourselves in them, or at least our future selves in them. And that can be the most helpful way, because then you can have as many heroes as you want and you won't be beat down by this image of, oh, I'm not that person right now, because you're thinking, oh, it's okay. I will be at some point. Now, this isn't to say it's, oh, it's just like, oh, I'm going to be inspired by that character. And then, oh yeah, I'll just say one day. No, the idea is you have to work towards it. I think I've talked about this before, but Matthew McConaughey has a really interesting, he gave a really great speech years ago. The Oscars or something like that, but some acceptance speech where he talked about his hero being himself in 10 years. And I've talked about this before because it's such a interesting and unique philosophy that he shares that I think is powerful. But it's the idea that he doesn't have any heroes, right? Is what he said. He was asked the question, who's your hero? And he couldn't think of anything, but he said, then he came up with this answer of it's me and it's myself in 10 years. And when he got to that point, 10 years later, that same person asked him, so are you your hero yet? Have you become your hero yet? And he said, no, my hero is me in 10 years. And he kind of kept using that as a kind of a philosophy of life. Now, I think where he wasn't saying he doesn't ever look up to someone. What I think he's done, and this is what I would suggest, is you formulate an idea of who you are based on the qualities and characteristics of people you look up to and respect, right? We have the benefit of learning from other people, from their successes and their victories, as well as their failures and shortcomings, right? We can sift through the good and bad and say, I really want to develop this quality, but avoid this weakness of theirs if I can. And therefore you formulate or you paint this picture of who you want to be in a distant future, maybe not distant future, but in a future time. So you can set up a more successful path to victory because you've set this expectation of yourself in the future, not something you have to be now, right? You're not saying, oh, I got to be just as brave as my hero, or I have to be just as smart as this person I look up to. You say, okay, I look up to them. I think I have qualities of intelligence and courage, but I'm going to work on that. And the person I want to become, or the hero I look up to, is just me in 10 years. And then when you get to that point, you repeat the cycle and you do it again and again and again. You have to create and paint a picture of what that future you looks like based on the structure of the characters around you, based on their very real characteristics and based on their very real personality traits and their weaknesses and their strengths, right? This is kind of the goal of parenting, right? Is to teach your kids to be better than you and hopefully avoid mistakes that your parents made while raising you and try to make something better, right? And that's the idea. That every hero leaves his legacy so that the people that learn from them can become just a little bit better and a little bit less afraid, a little bit less weak. They can become a little bit braver, a little bit tougher. And that's where having heroes and role models comes into play. You paint this picture for yourself of what does it mean to be you? What does a good, ideal version of you look like in 10 years? Not at the end of your life. Not imagining that you're the most successful person in the world. What does 10 years from now look like? Even with the shortcomings, even with the little struggles, but what are the powerful and good traits that the you in 10 years has? So if you haven't, and nothing's coming to mind as I'm talking about this, if you haven't really taken the time, I think this is where it can be really helpful to just jot it down. Some people don't need to. Like, I don't have a lot of this written down. I just kind of have this idea, but I probably should write it down. Kind of make a list of, we talked about this before, I guess, make a list of your heroes, but more specifically, take a list of and dissect the kind of the pros and cons, or maybe the strengths and weaknesses of these people, or characters that you look up to, these role models, and say, all right, in an ideal world, how would I clean through this? What are the traits that I see? What are the traits I look up to the most? Because most likely those will be the ones that you see in yourself to some degree, right? Maybe it's not as developed and mature as you'd like it to be, but I guess that's the point of saying, all right, what are the good things for these people that I can learn from? And what are the bad things I want to try to avoid if I can in the best way possible? And that is where you paint this beautiful picture of what it looks like to be you in 10 years. And again, this is where maybe this goes a little bit contrary to some of the things we talked about already, of like the idea of just dealing with what you've been well, I guess it's the idea of stoicism, right? But I would say dealing with what you've been dealt is being optimistic enough to pursue something great while being realistic enough to know that it's not going to be perfect, right? Strive for a 10, but you have to expect to achieve like an 8 or a 9, right? I think that's it, it's the idea of that's, I guess that is what stoicism is. Hoping for the best, but planning for the worst. And do that with when it, we do that all the time in life, but do that with yourself. Create this idea of what it looks like to be you in 5 years, 10 years, it could be 3 years, it could be 1 year, whatever it is. You pick the time frame, but based on qualities that you already recognize in yourself because of what you've learned from your heroes and your role models. Create that image. Acknowledge what weaknesses you have and what weaknesses the heroes have that you don't, you kind of want to avoid, and say, all right, I'm going to shoot for this 10, and I will be, and I will be glad if I achieve an 8 or a 9, right? Whatever that is. I guess that's really the lesson here is, and this is one of the most powerful things of the hero's journey is learning from these heroes, and not just in their actual stories, but in who they are as people. I guess that's what it is, because at the end of the day, everyone has a different journey, but we can all learn to be better people. So hopefully this has been inspirational. I will see you guys next time. Peace.